Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: cloudy with spotty drizzle and a low of 34. Water has been causing some problems around the area, likely the result of freezing temperatures and today's warm-up. A pipe burst in the Racine County Jail, allowing water into the law enforcement center. The water flowed across the floors in the basement of the LEC, canceling cases scheduled for this afternoon in the courtrooms on that lower level. The water was being cleaned up this afternoon. The South Shore Fire Department was called to the former Michael's store on Durand Avenue about 3 o'clock for a water flow alarm. Firefighters found a sprinkler pipe had burst, causing damage inside the building. And earlier this afternoon, Kenosha fire units were called to a building for a similar alarm and found water flowing out of a second floor window. A 30-year-old man had to be extricated from his car this morning after it flipped over into a ditch containing a few feet of water in Pleasant Prairie. The accident happened about 7:15 on Highway 165. The Pleasant Prairie man was able to position himself to keep his head out of the water until he could be rescued. He suffered non-life-threatening injuries in the accident, according to Pleasant Prairie police. The cause of the accident, which happened in front of the Timber Ridge Mobile Home Park, remains under investigation. The Racine Fire Department's 20-year-old pumper ladder truck, known as a Quint, will be replaced with a new vehicle costing almost $750,000. The City Finance Committee also in favor of waiving the formal bidding process to make the purchase from Appleton-based Pierce Fire Apparatus. Fire Chief Steve Hansen said there were higher and lower prices with two other companies, but the middle-of-the-road price tag with Pierce includes a quick-fix capability if something breaks down.
You know, between Rosenbauer and E1, they're all in the same ballpark of right around $750,000 to $775,000 for this type of truck. So Pierce is not the cheapest, but it's also not the most expensive. So when we were looking at this, we also considered, you know, long-term, this is a vehicle we're going to have around for 20 to 25 years, and it's going to require some maintenance and warranty work at some point in addition to repairs, depending on, you know, how hard it gets used.
The Finance Committee's unanimous endorsement of sole sourcing the fire truck goes to the Common Council for expected approval next week. A former gas station at 1616 Durand Avenue in Racine at the intersection with South Memorial Drive, which has been closed for the last 8 years, is about to get new life as a used car lot, along with limited repair capabilities. The conditional use permit request from Yusef Buckley went before the City Plan Commission.
Everyone that lives in the city of Racine can go out to some of the new car dealerships to be able to purchase the vehicle so that they can be able to get back and forth to work to be able to take care of their family and pay their bills. So we came up with the idea to provide a reliable and affordable used car lot for residents of Racine and surrounding communities so that they could be able to purchase a vehicle to be able not only to get to work but to get to other activities that they need to get throughout the week.
The Plan Commission unanimously supported the conditional use request, sending the recommendation to the Common Council. The Elmwood Park Village Board will hold a caucus this evening to nominate candidates to appear on the April ballot. The seats currently held by trustees Nick Haas, Jeffrey Klimick, and Alan Bagg are up for election this spring. The caucus will be held at the Village Hall beginning at 6. It will be followed by a special board meeting, which includes discussion of and a possible closed session on the position of clerk treasurer, which is currently vacant because the board this week voted 5-1 to part ways with Tammy Rugeber over reported conflicts with trustees. The closed session is reportedly to consider hiring retired Sturtevant Village Clerk Barbara Pauls. Southeast Wisconsin mortgage foreclosure filings last year totaled just under 5,100 in the seven-county region. That compares to a peak of 12,500 during the last recession in 2009 and 6,400 in 2006, which was a year before the economic downturn began. A few years ago, so-called distressed properties, which were those in foreclosure or worth less than their mortgage balance, made up nearly 40% of the homes for sale in the Southeast region. Today, that's down to single digits. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.